Today, the 4th of July, is Rwanda National Liberation Day. Now, the Rwandan community in South Sudan has put up a set of activities to commemorate the liberation of Rwanda and its path to resilience. Well, to hear more about this, I'm glad to be joined this morning here by the Vice Chairman of the Rwandan community in South Sudan, William Gabonziza. William Gabonziza, good morning, William. It's good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sabi. It's a pleasure to be
here. Yes, first of all, happy National Liberation Day.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Just tell us, how important is this day and what is the significance of this day to you?
Yeah, thank you so much, Sebit, and thank you so much for hosting me in the studio of Miroya FM. Appreciation to the leadership. Mm-hmm. And today, 1st July, marks the 29th anniversary of Rwanda National Liberation Day, as you mentioned it. And to me, all to all Rwandans, it's the 1st July, it's a rebirth of a country. Mm-hmm. You know the history, the tragic history that our country went through. Rwanda got independence on 1st July 1962, mm-hmm. but the independence came in when Rwandans were killing one another, others were fleeing the countries because mm-hmm. others wanted, they didn't want, some communities didn't want others to live together with, and it continued up to 1990, where the then Rwanda Patriotic Army mm-hmm. Decided to go and liberate the country. So on 1st July, that's when Rwanda was liberated. So as Rwandans now, every 1st July since 1994, mm-hmm. we are marking that day, and it's a rebirth of a country. That's where we decided to be one and to move together, as you said, towards the resilience.
Great. Now, what is the theme for this year's commemoration? How are you interpreting it?
So the theme for this year is Together We Prosper. So as His Excellency Paul Kagame always tell us, be one and do we prosper. Divide, as the colonialists did, mm-hmm. divided you and you killed one another, and see where it took your country. Genocide 1994, mm-hmm. 1 million plus people died, Tutsi died, and mm-hmm. the others who were who were against what the government was doing. So now it's together we prosper, we work together, we be one, and then we fight for our country.
Mm-hmm. Your story, as you mentioned, Rwanda in 1994, of course, there was the genocide. It was a terrible experience in the world and in Africa particularly, and in Rwanda. But you were able to overcome this and move forward as now one of the most prosperous country in Africa. How could you describe your path to resilience?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a very interesting question. So the genocide against the Tutsi, it was a very tragic, and you understand, after July, mm-hmm. like this time, July 1994, Rwanda was totally a failed state. Nothing. Mm-hmm. The then government stole everything they ran away with. Now the RPA has liberated the country. Nothing in the country. Only dead bodies along the roads. People in camps mm-hmm. all over the country. So now the country has to decide. Mm-hmm. So what to do so that we liberate these people. People go back home. People be one. People start working. People start building their country. So as you have seen, every year Rwanda, there is a progress in Rwanda. We still have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. We are not happy where we are as Rwandans and as the government and our president. Mm-hmm. But we know with the path we are following, there is a brighter future, and where we are heading is where everyone is looking at. We are happy. The new generation, the younger generations, they are seeing what the government is telling us, where the president is taking us, the vision of the leadership of His Excellency Paul Kagame. So it's us for Rwandans now to work for our country, to be one. I see another Rwandans as Rwandan. I don't see as a Tutsi, as a Twa. Mm-hmm. I see as a Rwandans, and we work together, we build a country, and this has worked, mm-hmm. and it can work in any other country in Africa.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you say that it can work in other country in Africa. In South Sudan here, if you were here in 2013, there was the fighting, of course, that took place, and then it repeated in 2016. There was division still, and you know, kind of like sometimes people see each other's tribes and all that. But how did you people overcome these? Because yes, was even more terrible. There was a tribe targeted, there was a tribe being killed. But now you don't see each other as tribes. You see each other all as Rwandans. How did you overcome that kind of division or tribalism?
It was a very heavy task for the current government of peace and unity. And it's a reconciliation path. So you have to build trust among the population, and then those who committed genocides, they ask for forgiveness, mm-hmm. and the government to talk to the survivors of the genocide against the Tutsi, to forgive those who killed their parents, who killed mm-hmm. their husbands, who killed their kids, to forgive them so that we are one. So it's the government that brought this path of the reconciliation, bring trust among the communities, and then we move on. So this it's a process. We are still working on it. We have the Ministry of Unity.
Mm-hmm.
It's dedicated for that. It's a ministry for that, and it ensures that Rwandans are one. Forgiveness is there, reconciliation is there, trust among the communities there, and it's a process to go.
Mm-hmm. So first was accepting the reality, accepting that this has happened, and then, you know, as for forgiveness and all that. You countries seem to have a lot of patriotic citizens. How did you get to that level?
Yes, the patriotism, it comes to the country because, you know, Rwanda is a very small country, landlocked. We don't touch any sea. We don't have minerals. Our wealth is us, is Rwandans. So if you're not patriotic, if you don't work for this country, no one will work on it. We work for it. No one will bring that, will take Rwanda to where we want it to, because we are not those countries where you just dig 1 meter. Like South Sudan is a very rich country,
yeah,
for example.
We
have oil. Congo, our neighbors, they mm-hmm. have minerals. But when you see Rwanda, little.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we have to do is like we fight for our country. Everyone knows, like, yes, this is your country, and no one else will come to build your country.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you look back to the time of the genocide and now, what will you say are some of the biggest achievements that your country has recorded?
Thank you so much. Oh, the first is a unity among the population. That is the foundation of everything. We call it like the rebirth of the country. Number two is guaranteed security.
Mm-hmm.
If you read in the news, you know that Rwanda is one of the most secured countries. You can move to Kigali anytime during 24 hours and no one will touch you. And not only Kigali, even in all other provinces and the districts. So mm-hmm. there's the guaranteed security, which is there. And then, of course, as Rwandans now, there is innovation. So how do we make Rwanda to make money? Because we have to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, we don't touch the sea. We don't have minerals. So how do we make money? So innovations. We have the infrastructure so that like we host big meetings, big conferences, big events in Rwandans that bring tourism. The tourism in Rwanda, you have all the gorillas. You have everything that Rwanda is making. It's efforts the government is making so that people are attracted to Rwanda. They visit mm-hmm. Rwanda with us.
That's what I wanted to say, actually.
Yes.
Visit Rwanda with us. No.
With PSG.
Absolutely.
All these things are the things like to make Rwanda being now a country with a restored dignity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say I'm a Rwandan. Those years used to say, hey, you are a Rwandan. Oh, you are the one who committed genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a Rwandan. Everyone sees Rwandans because of the visit to Rwanda, because of everything. Say, mm-hmm. this is a proud Rwandan.
That is great. Yeah. Now, coming from that background, and you must fully understand what South Sudan is going through right now, what can you say to someone who is almost losing hope in South Sudan?
The hope can be regained. It's not the end, like we have South Sudanese have to lose hope and then it's end. No, the government is doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We follow the news. We follow what the government is doing, the roadmap to transition to peace, to elections, and everything. So now, of course, as a country, it's not. It might have worked in Rwanda for 29 years,
mm-hmm.
but for South Sudan, it might go to 30 years. You might not enjoy now, but mm-hmm. Your kids will enjoy
the future
and what the, as long as people decide to be one. Mm-hmm. That's what we are all insisting.
So it is
be
a decision that South Sudanese need to make and work towards their country.
Yes.
Now, on this particular day of yours, what are some of the activities that you have lined up to commemorate this day?
Thank you so much. So we started last weekend. And I, by the way, as you understand, the Rwandan community, it's not a big number.
Mm-hmm.
I can say like the civilians, what I call the civilians, like 600 people, individuals, but we have the peacekeepers in UN mission. The peacekeepers, they are almost 3,000. So we may find like we are 3,500. Okay, they are 2,500 plus 600. We are like 3,000 Rwandans in South Sudan. So, but we are all one. However much they are serving under UN mission and the Rwandans outside doing businesses, working for NGOs, companies, and all other businesses. So last weekend, the first and second, we had a football tournament of the battalions and the UNMISS and the Rwandan diaspora, those Rwandans living outside. And the football was just to bring like
bring
to raise
together.
The awareness.
Yes,
to raise the awareness of Rwandans living in South Sudan. We are one, let's football. And now today we have a big celebration in Durupi. Durupi, that's where the regional protection force of UNMISS is staying. So we have a very big land there where we are going to celebrate. We have invited about 800 people. The government is going to be represented. All the international community is going to be represented. We have some traditional events. The South Sudanese cultural troops will be there, the Ethiopians, the Nepalese, the Chinese, the Rwandans. We will dance and celebrate, and then we share with them our path to resilience, our path, how we are cherishing the security we have and what 1st July gives us as Rwandans.
Absolutely. And that will start at what time?
Okay, the arrival for the invitees is 9:30 to 10, and then by 10 we'll start as the guest of honor from the government, from the Minister of Foreign Affairs will be arriving.
All right, William, we wish you all the best in your celebration. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.